Thank you. My name is Rebecca W., and I'm a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater. And I couldn't always say grateful, but I am very grateful now because this program has saved my life and because it has improved the quality of my life greatly. And I think I'll start by qualifying. I am 55 years old, 5'3". My highest weight was 275 plus. They're about 275. So I am roughly a 100 pounder, give or take a few pounds. So I definitely qualify for this program. And I have struggled with food basically my whole life. My first binge and purge, I was 4 years old. I ate and ate and ate until I actually threw up. And I've only struggled with it from that point on. My mom was always very concerned about her own weight. She was very slender, very thin. However, she was always berating herself for her weight, and she was always watching over my weight. Making sure that my portion sizes were what she thought were appropriate. I could never go back for seconds, and I could not eat when I wanted to. She had me eat when she thought it was time to eat, which is basically the three meals and occasionally an afternoon snack. So sometimes I was hungry and didn't get to eat my as much as I wanted to. I started to binge and restrict in middle school once my parents left me home alone and I had more freedom in the kitchen. I would binge. A typical binge for me in middle school would be half gallon of ice cream on top of, I don't know, are we allowed to say food in this meeting? I apologize. Oh, it is okay. Okay. So a typical binge was about a half a gallon of ice cream, a bag of Oreos, and maybe a half to three quarters loaf of bread with butter. And it was very convenient for me because we had a side on our house where the weeds would just grow up. So I would take all the trash from the food that I had eaten and throw it on the side of the house where I knew nobody would find it. And then we had a grocery store, which was within walking distance. So I would go to the grocery store and I would buy all the same food that I had eaten. And I would buy it all and come home and eat down into wherever the half gallon of ice cream was before, and replace the bag and, just make sure that it had seemed as though it was uneaten, although I had, of course, eaten all that food. Once I was able to drive, the binges also included drive-throughs. It was not uncommon for me to go through three drive-throughs at a time. And by quantities, I would pretend that I was purchasing food for myself and other people, picking it up for, three or four friends. In fact, I would eat all the food at those three drive-throughs and throw away the trash before I got home so that I would seem clean, so to speak. Of course, I was not. In between binges, I would restrict. Restriction diets, some self-made, others not. My most notorious self-made restriction diet, I would eat lettuce, non-fat cottage cheese, and a half of a canned peach or pear, two meals. I skipped breakfast, but for lunch and dinner, that's what I would have. This was in high school, and I could barely make it home walking home from high school without fainting. It was a very difficult time. My dad actually put a stop to that diet because I was becoming anorexic. I probably was anorexic at that time. He took me to McDonald's and told me to order something. And when I said I wasn't hungry, I didn't want to order something, he screamed at me in the middle of the restaurant that he wasn't going to put up with any anorexic bullshit. And that wasn't really a very conventional way of breaking someone from the cycle of anorexia, but it did work for me. I choked down some chicken nuggets and sobbing the whole time, but I did it. And that kicked me into a binge cycle, which lasted for a very long time. Other ways that I restricted, I took Dexatrim, which, if some of you remember way back when, Dexatrim was basically a modified form of speed. And I wouldn't stop moving. It really worked for me, but I couldn't take it for very long. I overexercised. I drank syrup of Ipecac once. I thought it would kill me. My insides felt like they were going to be torn out of my body. So I promised God that if He would save me from that experience, I would never purge again. And I didn't. I did not purge. He obviously got me through that period safely, and I did not purge from that point on. I did try various diet clubs, from Weight Watchers to Jenny Craig. I even joined a branch of OA that was rigid. They used the gray sheet, and that was successful for me for a time. I lost 70 pounds in 7 months, and I was on top of the world. But then I went to a party, and a friend of mine offered me something that she had made. And I asked her, "Is there sugar in this?" And she said, "Oh, no." And I tasted it, and it tasted very sweet. So I said, "Are you sure there's no sugar in this?" And she grinned at me and said, "Well, not very much." And that took me down the rabbit hole right away. I went ahead and regained 100 pounds in less than 7 months, and I was back to square one. And I was so distraught that I actually wound up leaving that program. I did eventually find my way to OA, but I never really took it very seriously at that point. Just as with the other program, I was using it more as a diet club. I wasn't adding the spiritual component into the program. And so I bounced in and out a number of times, losing 40 pounds here, leaving, gaining it back, rejoining. But it never really stuck. The key to my illness was basically isolation. Whether I was binging or purging, I was always isolating as much as I could because I hated myself and I really didn't want to be around other people. I didn't like other people either. And excuse me for my dogs. I'm sorry if they barked. I think everything kind of culminated towards the beginning of the pandemic. I was at my highest weight, about, like I had said, 275. And I would park in the closest spot, the grocery store, and still be huffing and puffing, my joints aching by the time I made it to the door. I couldn't exercise, even if I wanted to, because I was just in too much pain. But more than the physical things, which included high blood pressure, I had thyroid issues, sleep apnea. Worse than that was how I felt inside. Like I said before, I hated myself. I didn't want to be around other people. I just felt ugly inside and out, and I couldn't take it anymore. And I had remembered from the times when I had been in OA that I felt better. I just, not even physically so much, I just, the weight of the world was off my shoulders when I was working the steps. And so I decided that I would try OA once again, and I would give it my all. So I chose to do 90 meetings in 90 days. I looked online at OA.org, and I found a meeting that met every evening. And so I started going, and within about a week, I could feel the tension, the ugliness melting. I felt a part of this group. It felt like a family for me. And so I kept going and kept feeling better. I actually wound up signing up for a 15-week workshop. And there I met the two ladies who started it, one of whom became my sponsor, the other of whom became my sponsee. And we are very dear friends. In fact, we began a spiritual principles meeting together, founded it. And 2 years ago, I went out to Charlotte, where they both live, and I celebrated my birthday. Can you excuse me for 1 second, please? Thank you. I apologize. I went out to Charlotte and I celebrated my birthday with them because we're so close. And I will be going back at the end of this month for an OA retreat, which I'm really looking forward to. I'll be leading a slogans workshop out there. So after the 90 meetings in 90 days, I just kept right on going because I enjoyed it so much and it was fulfilling to me. I was working with my sponsor, I was working the steps and seeing so much progress, mainly inside. I felt again as though a weight had lifted. I felt free and happy, you know, as they say in the big book, joyous and free. That's how I felt. And the weight started coming off. That was a bonus. It really was. In addition to taking and leading 15-week workshops, I've done service at my home meeting. I've been on the phone list committee. I've been on the welcome committee. I've chaired meetings and done reading. Currently, I'm hosting Wednesday nights, every other Wednesday night. I also am the virtual region representative for my home meeting. And I am the delegate for the World Service Business Conference at our home meeting. I really enjoy doing service and it keeps my program strong. I have six sponsees who I dearly love and enjoy working with. And there are a number of ways to sponsor. I'm very flexible. I have been sponsored in a number of ways. I have been sponsored through the Big Book. I have been sponsored through the OA workbook. Like I've said, the 15-week workshop I have been through. I have also been through Surrender School, which I find very thorough and a great way to work the program. In fact, they're all great ways to work the program. I think the main thing is finding a sponsor who will work with you to help you own your program. You have to remember that it's your program and it has to be worked in a way that works for you. Some of the things that I do on a daily basis is the most important thing is spending time with God each morning. I have a longer routine with God, my higher power, whom I call God, because I'm retired and I have the time. I spend time in worship and praise. I love to sing, so I sing songs to my higher power. And I also read literature during that time. I journal my prayers, and I have a gratitude list. I like to list 10 gratitudes in the morning and 5 gratitudes at night. My night routine includes an AEIOU form. I A stands for abstinence. Was I abstinent today? E stands for exercise. Did I exercise today and what did I do? I stands for me time. Did I do something kind for myself today? What did I do? O stands for others. Did I do something for someone else today and what did I do? U stands for understanding. What is some piece of wisdom or knowledge that I took from the day? And I like to share on that. Then I go through and I think about, was I resentful today? Was I selfish today? Was I dishonest today? Was I afraid today? And I journal on those things. And then I think about, was I kind and loving? And in what ways was I kind and loving? And then I list what I ate for the day, what I will eat tomorrow, my food plan for the next day, and my action plan for the next day. And this helps me to focus my attention on what the day will be like the following day. And that's very helpful. Both my morning routine and my evening routine just frame my day, and it helps the day to go smoothly. And it's just some things that are very important for me in my program is to make sure that my program routine is flexible, that I have a routine, but that if something happens it in the day, it will remain flexible. Because if I'm too rigid, I fail. This is for me. Also, be kind and gentle and forgiving with myself. Because if not, if I'm too rigid, too punishing, then I fall off the wagon and I fail again. Lastly, if you're going to beat yourself up, I've heard this from someone else. If you're going to beat yourself up, beat yourself with a feather. I don't beat myself up at all because even a feather is too rough, I feel. But if you have to beat yourself up, do it with a feather. And then if you fall, get up, brush yourself off, and move forward. Never move backwards, move forward. Or if you do have to move forward, take three steps back and four steps forward. Always make sure you're always taking at least one step forward. So I guess in conclusion, I would say definitely get a sponsor, allow that sponsor to help you own your program, and always work the steps and use the tools. The tools are phone, literature, meetings. I try to go to a meeting a day. For me, I'm such a hardcore addict that I need a meeting a day. Food plan, action plan, service, writing, sponsorship, and anonymity. So I guess if I have to give a theme, it would be, if you could give some pointers on what works best for you when working the steps or using the tools. And I thank you for allowing me to share, and I hope it helped. Thank you.